Maybe you'll join me in the fight to reform our criminal justice system and actually do something about the problem of over-sentencing blacks and Latinos.
Right.
I learned that when I was there.
Okay. Well, what's sad is that you hadn't actually learned that when you mattered, when you actually were the governor. You talk about working for the criminal justice reform. There's a lot of people in Chicago. There's a lot of people in Illinois who actually, like, spit up when you say that. Because when you were actually in power and when you were actually governor and you could have helped thousands of people with clemency cases, you blew it off. The governor after you inherited a huge backlog, nearly 3,000 clemency petitions that you failed to review. In fact, you were sued as governor by Cabrini-Green Legal Aid to try and pressure you to actually pay attention to clemency cases instead of extorting people for money and campaign contributions. So it's a little ironic and frankly a little sad and pathetic and hypocritical. You talking about, you know, commuting, you get a commutation of a sentence, which is within the president's right, but you ignored a whole hell of a lot of other people who were hoping you might give them clemency when you actually mattered. So actually,
it wasn't a question,
it was a statement. I'd be happy to work with people on criminal justice reform, but I wouldn't work with you.
Okay, can I answer that statement and question? Okay, I'd like to address that. When you've been put where I was, and you have all the time that I was given to think and look back on some of the things you might have done different, that's certainly an area that you talked about that I certainly wish I would have done more on. There's no question about that.
Fair enough.
Among my biggest regrets. I didn't know how corrupt the criminal justice system was until it did it to me. And that was a wake-up call. Having said that, I want to say one thing about me as governor. When the cases came to me and I was given files about people who were seeking clemency or pardons, I acted appropriately.
Actually, no, they sat on your desk and that's why you were sued. I mean, that is.
But I did clemencies and I did pardons. I didn't do nearly enough. It wasn't a priority. I would acknowledge that. I didn't go to the office every day doing that. Instead, I was giving health care to all the children, free public transportation to our seniors and the disabled.
Actually,
I regret that very much.
Money to hospitals in order to get campaign contributions. But listen, Governor.
No, see, that's a big lie. They got $8 million from me and I was sent to prison for things that aren't crimes.
They got it after you had left.
I promised it. I ordered it before that happened, and it didn't. They got it while I was governor. That is not factual.
Okay. Governor Blagojevich, I do wish you the best. I'm glad for your family that you're out.
By the way, you were asking me questions. I appreciate you having me on.
But just honestly, yes. I have no problem with you getting out. I think, you know, the president can commute whoever he wants. I just think I wish, you know, you're besmirching prosecutors who actually who are no longer in government, but, you know, prosecutors are important in our system, and you are going after the very basis of our justice system, which has plenty of problems. But you know, part of the thing is you got out. You do have an obligation to at least admit what you did wrong, and you refuse to do that, and you're creating a whole new alternate universe of facts. And that may be big in politics today, but it's still, frankly, just bullshit. We got to leave it there.
Well, no, it's not bullshit. I lived it myself. It's not bullshit at all.